pointed. They passed Mullen's macro binoculars back and forth. It was Annalene, all right. Orin saw. And Ben. Again.
"They're just sitting there," Mullen said. "Don't they want a piece of this?"
Orin looked back and cracked a smile. Not everyone's a fighter. Annalene turned back toward the speeder bike, hovering at the foot of the rocky stair. There wasn't much else she could do, she thought. Orin would get Jabe home, and there was so much to take care of back at the store. Her shoulders sinking, she looked at Ben. "My guests are gone. I'm sure we could use a hand on cleanup if you wanted to stay. I really should fetch Rue and go home." "Fine." She didn't try to argue. She started down the hill, past enormous boulders, toward the vehicle. She didn't get there. A tall Tuscan emerged from behind a great rock. Gaderfi clutched overhead in both hands. For a moment, she stood motionless, too startled to move. The Tuscan did the same, recognizing her.
"Anna Grosh!"
Annalene felt Ben's arm touch hers from behind. And then the world went flying around her. In the next second, Ben was standing where she had been, arms raised and grappling with the Tuscan for control of the great weapon. Brown and tan capes spiraled in a stumbling dance across the broken ground, boots just missing Annalene where she had fallen. She reached out, hoping to grab the Tuscan's boot and trip him. But in the confusion, she caught Ben instead, sending him off balance. The Tuscan surged forward in anger, forcing Ben backward. Knocked to the ground, Ben clung to the Gaderfi with both hands, pushing up against the weight of the attacker, now trying to crush him. Scrambling to her knees, Annalene suddenly remembered the one thing she'd brought with her besides Ben and the speeder bike. Ripping the blaster from her holster, she stumbled toward the Tuscan, preparing a point-blank shot. Only to see the raider suddenly go limp. A dead weight. Ben heaved at the Gaderfi and the figure rolled over and over again, tumbling down the incline toward the speeder. Annalene reached for Ben.
"Are you all right?"
"I'm fine," he said, brushing himself off. "But I think our friend was almost dead when he got to me." Keeping her pistol pointed at the body, Annalene slowly approached. The Tuscan's robes were singed, the result of a precision blaster rifle shot.
"Dying, but he tried to kill you."
"He made one last effort," Ben said, bringing the warrior's weapon downhill. Annalene looked back at Ben in disbelief.
Calm as usual.
Ben passed her and knelt next to the Tuscan's body.
"Yes,"
he said, examining the corpse. "Dead for sure. And young, too. Probably Jabe's age." Annalene's eyes widened. She had never looked closely at a sand person. One didn't want to linger around them too long, as she'd just experienced, and there wasn't much to see. The wrappings, robes, and cape all hid the figure within. But she could see it now as Ben rolled the Tuscan over. The warrior's frame was slight, like her boy's.
"Jabe's age," she said, staring at Ben skeptically. "People, just like us?"
"No, that's not the lesson here." He looked up at her. "You wanted to be an exobiology student. The galaxy is full of creatures that are nothing like us at all. We can try to understand them, and we should. But even if we accept that they're doing what comes naturally, one is not beholden to comply when the Sarlacc asks for dinner." Annalene chuckled for the first time since that afternoon in the store. But the breath of relief that followed wasn't fully out of her lungs before she saw another figure peeking over the northern ridge at her. The sight froze her in place.
"Plug Eye,"
she said, recognizing the face from earlier.
"And company,"
Ben said, gesturing west and south.
All the survivors were here, it seemed, lurking over the hillsides. Heads bobbed up and disappeared, as did Gaddafi and blaster rifles. Annalene started toward the speeder bike. Ben rose and stopped her.
No, he said.
They'll shoot us just as the posse shot at them.
The posse?
Annalene looked back at the rise to the east. She and Ben would be targeted for sure trying to scramble up there. And none of Orin's group knew they were even here.
There was motion beyond the hills.
They're regrouping. Probably making sure we're alone, he said, lowering his voice.
Stay calm and follow my lead.
She looked at him, startled.
To do what?
A little exobiology experiment,
he said, kneeling beside the dead Tuscan.
Quick, give me a hand.
Chapter 19.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Annalene shivered in the afternoon suns, oblivious to the heat. Fear had long since turned her blood to ice, her muscles to stone. Still, Ben walked, so she did too. They walked on either side of the hovering speeder bike, each holding a handlebar. The dead warrior's Gaddafi stick was propped across the bars, in front of them at chest level, as they pushed the vehicle forward. Slumped over the seat lay the body of the Tuscan Raider, half hanging where Ben had placed it. She'd thought Ben insane when he'd lifted the stinking corpse from the ground, and had raised her voice to object when he hefted it atop the bike. He'd quickly shushed her. The Tuscan survivors were out there, probably looking down at them. The fact they hadn't attacked yet, Ben had whispered, meant they were figuring out whether Ben and Annalene were alone. But it was just a matter of time. So he had started walking the bike toward the northern rise. Now Annalene saw them all on the other side of the hill. Plug-Eye knelt, weapon in hand, above seven Tuscan warriors. The warriors had taken refuge in a blowout, a hollow formed by the wind rushing and eddying against the slopes leading toward the gorge. Lying prone in its shallow recesses, their tan capes blended in with the sand, protecting them from the eyes of whoever was in the skyhopper. Annalene looked up worried. She hadn't seen the flyer in a while. Maybe it needed refueling, or the posse no longer required it. Annalene